that cost.
A week is quite a bit.
Put in there.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Fong.
I guess I'd be willing to support it if we delete sub one.
I'm not sure I understand sub one.
Well, that's why I think we ought to delete it. And it specifically says for the purposes of. And if you leave two and three.
Okay.
I think that's what Brad is suggesting, that we would in fact prohibit something that like came in today. I mean, this, if we took out sub one.
Yeah.
So that would be my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Shall be considered references to the appropriateness.
It means if I say he, they mean he and she.
Well, I mean, I kind of sense that there is no burning desire on the part of the committee for the bill, really.
Well, I don't care about, if you want to table the bill, that's fine, but if you send it out, I would not want to send it out with sub one in it. So
well,
that's all I'm saying.
All right, I mean, if we're going to send it out, I would support you on that. So my question is, does the committee really care that much?
Well, this part of the committee doesn't. I think the statutory authority for cleaning up a statute is something they don't have, and they think they need it. I agree.
Well, doesn't 174 or 115 do that?
That doesn't give them the general authority to do it, only when they're preparing new legislation.
Well, here, let's find
Chairman,
out.
Chairman, this allows them to go through with the computer and search for these archaic glitches and take them out. References.
That's what it does.
That's what they're asking for.
Okay.
I don't think we ought to do it because they're asking for it. I just feel like I've been around here almost 10 years now. It'd be nice to see it finished up so we wouldn't always have these little jokes when another one stumbled on. But I don't care a lot.
The only question I would have to Brad, Mr. Chairman, is whether we still needed to sort of say, in order to carry out the policy stated and for purposes of harmonizing and clarifying, do we need the first piece of sub 1, or can we just delete all of sub 1 and pass it out?
You can delete all of sub 1 and pass it
okay.
out.
Okay, I guess.
Yes. Well, no, Senator Cullen is suggesting.
I would offer that, and then if either. So I don't hear anybody offer it. I would offer to delete that, and then my next motion would be to send it out. If somebody wants to sort of make a table, we can move that too. But I would move to delete subsection 1 lines.
Didn't we just authorize you to do the whole thing over again anyway? Mm-mm.
Got a wizard of
all out here. No, I want to expedite this because Senator Simmons is going to leave, and if I'm not mistaken, the motion to table takes precedence over a motion.
Okay, he's making the motion.
I'm going to make the motion to table because I want to find out if there's some support for something else. So that's the motion. Call the roll on my motion to table.
Brockman?
Aye.
Brown?
No.
Cohen?
No.
Bailey? Hamby?
No.
Hendrickson? Simmons?
Aye.
Wires?
No.
Fry?
No, okay, you can go then.
Thank you.
That motion fails. Now we'll take Senator Cohen, you want to make a motion to...
I want to delete subsection 1.
Subsection 1.
Subsection 1 and renumber, so it's 1 and 2.
Now, all right, well, let's try that one out. Any discussion on that? We might not have 5 votes to do anything with this bill. Let's call the roll on... first, let me ask, is there some objection to that amendment? All right, that amendment then is adopted. Now you want to move the bill as amended?
Sure, I do.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Cohen then moves House Bill 2461 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Call the roll.
Brockman?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Cohen?
Aye.
Bailey? Hamby?
Aye.
Hendrickson? Simmons? Wires?
Aye.
Fry?
Aye. Not curious. Okay. Then the 2649, I think we'll finally take care of Diana. Yeah, it kind of brings us up to date on this now.
2649, there are no proposed amendments. You need to be looking at the A. engrossed House bill. 2649 is a bill that was introduced by the, at the request of the Oregon State Bar Real Estate and Land Use Section to clean up some problems in the areas of trust deeds that they had had. And it clarifies notice requirements for foreclosures on trustees. It modifies receivership during foreclosure proceedings. It deals with the redemption right by a junior lien holder and clarifies that in-house legal counsel may be used as the trustee for foreclosures. It also allows banks to be used as trustees and other financial institutions to be used as trustees in foreclosure, but they would probably use an attorney anyway, according to the bar's testimony. And that's basically what the bill does.
Well, no, I underlined on page 5, line 20. I underlined that standard of clear and convincing evidence. I seemed like I had a question about that. That's on the motion for summary judgment.
I did, Mr. Chair, also, and I have a note beside something about junior creditors and nuisance settlements. Does that ring bells?
No.
Section 9 is one of the major sections of the bill. This is the section that deals with what happens to a person who doesn't receive notice of the sale and what rights they have.
Yeah.
Diana is here if you want to ask her specific questions about it.
Well, let's see now. Let me read that in a second. Court motion for, let's see. The defendant may move for dismissal. Okay. Okay. I think I've answered my own question. I'm not too sure. Senator Hamby, did you want to zero in on something?
No, nothing.
Diana, do you have enough knowledge of this bill yourself to comment on my question that I raised? I think I got it answered in my own mind, but I'm not too certain. Line 20, page 5.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Diana Godwin representing the Oregon State Bar. As you know, this was one of my real estate and land use section bills, but at this time of session, a lobbyist becomes instant expert. That section 9, of course, as you know, is the new section which governs the right of action that an omitted lien holder is going to have. And I can surmise that in subsection 3, that was the clear and convincing evidence question you had on line 20, page 5, that the omitted person had to have. I think probably that a preponderance of evidence that somebody had the financial ability to cure the default probably just, you know, wouldn't be enough. I mean, because that's just almost a scintilla of evidence.
Yeah, that's kind of the conclusion I came to in my mind.
That's a lawyer's phrase, scintilla of evidence. It's a good one. We use that regularly.
Scoshy.
Yeah, scoshy.
Okay, any other questions?
Well, it's here.
Any other questions on this? Senator Brown, you have a question? Senator Brockman?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Senator Wires, you got any questions at all and concerns on this bill?
I don't. I'm not familiar with it.
All right.
I move.
Senator Brown moves House Bill 2649 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Call the roll, please.
Brockman?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Cohen?
Aye.
Bailey? Hamby?
Aye.
Hendrickson? What, Simmons?
Oh, yeah.
Wires? Fry?
Aye. Carried. Now let's go to 2757.
Would you like to sign this?
That's right.
If Bill asks, I got all the votes to get this one out.
Okay. $2,757 is a bill that authorizes, that does a number of things with driving without insurance, something that the committee had talked about earlier in session and had heard that the House was doing some work on, and among other things decided to wait and see what the House came up with. The measure authorizes the division when the owner of a vehicle doesn't respond to a division's request for verification of insurance or lies about it, to require that the owner file proof of future responsibility to make a 3-year filing. Or the division can suspend the owner's driver's license and inform the district attorney of the violation. The bill removes the authority of the court to dismiss a citation for driving uninsured when the person cited shows proof of insurance coverage, and it provides a penalty if a driver drives without insurance. And we need to be looking at the A. Engrossed House Bill 2757. On the first page, you see the provision lines 16 through 19, the provision that we discussed earlier in the session, where current law says that a court may dismiss a citation if within 15 days of the citation, the person to whom the citation is issued shows that the person has financial responsibility. It also, in line 20, increases the offense of driving uninsured from a Class C traffic infraction, which has a maximum fine of $100, to a Class B traffic infraction that has a fine of $250. The next several sections deal with the Motor Vehicles Division verification procedures under current law, and on section, on page 7 of the bill, there is additional language dealing with when a person may be suspended for false certification of financial responsibility requirements. And the other change is on line, page 9, lines 37 and 38, that deals with the requirements for signing up and certifying when you renew your registration of a vehicle that you're in compliance with the insurance requirements.
Super.
Yeah, that's a good...
Mr. Chairman, just to that point, we certify when on the back of our new registration.
Yeah.
Our new back registration. Is that the certification we're talking about here?
Yes, it is.
And so having certified that you have insurance in existence at that point, then if you cancel that, to take up another, to transfer your insurance to another company, allow the policy lapse to be canceled.
Well, as long as you remain in
financial
compliance with the requirements for the term of the registration or until the vehicle is sold, as long as you do that in such a way that you remain in compliance, you haven't violated your
But if you let it lapse or cancel, period, without some alternative arrangement,
then you're in violation.
Then you're in violation. And the violation would generate what penalty or what result of that is what?
Violation of Section 235, you can be suspended for false certification of financial responsibility requirements back under the...
Okay, so your certification has a continuing effect then.
Yeah.
Certification is a...
The division can suspend you if they find that you're in non-compliance. That goes back to page 7.
Yeah.
Under the suspension provisions.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Warren.
One of the things that they've been doing a lot in Multnomah County to keep their docket
from piling up is to allow people to come in and show they have gotten insurance and then get the case dismissed. This bill specifically prohibits that. Staff Measure Analysis says it does. This measure also removes authority of the court to dismiss a citation for driving uninsured when a person cited shows proof of insurance coverage.
I think there is a specific provision in current statute that allows them to do that. It's a discussion that we had earlier when we were talking about that. If you remove the provision that allows them to do that, I don't think that the technical effect of that is the same as prohibiting them from doing that. They have the inherent power now to dismiss a case when they feel that it's not necessarily to further prosecute it. That's within the prosecutor's discretion now and within the judge's discretion now to dismiss a case. I don't think that just by taking the language out, you've removed the possibility that judges can dismiss these things.
Why would you take it out then?
I think the House took it out because they think it encourages people to dismiss.
Yeah, which is on balance, given the number of unemployed people in the state. You know, it's awful nice if we could make people use insurance. I would love it. You know, I have a conflict on this. Great financial interest in seeing everybody have insurance. But the real world is there are an awful lot of people out there who are having a lot of trouble in this world affording insurance on a day-to-day basis. And the argument, I know there was an insurance guy here early on another bill, a Senate bill, that I don't think we ever sent out after we deliberated on it quite a bit.
And it was my constituent in my bill.
Yeah,
and correct.
You wanted it and you didn't get it.
Right.
We're orbiting around that same issue again. We got 20% unemployment in some parts of the state, and we've got a court backlog of people who can't afford insurance. And we could make it a Class A felony to drive without insurance, and all we do is drive up the indigent defense costs.
On page 10, there are provisions in lines 25 through 35 for when the division can lift a suspension for a person who's failed to meet financial responsibility requirements. I don't know whether that particularly addresses your concern.
No, because it's another way to make somebody do what's right by suspending their license for not doing it. And then you've got your uninsured, unlicensed motorist. What are the penalties that she's referring to in the staff measure analysis? It says that substantial penalty if the driver drives without insurance.
That's page 1, line 20. Well, in addition to the suspensions that a person could get for falsely certifying the existence of motor vehicle liability insurance policy.
It goes from a C to a B.
It goes, on page 1, it goes from a C to a B. So those
she
are
says it's substantial. Isn't there something else in the bill somewhere that doesn't seem substantial?
The suspensions.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you suspend them, they go on driving uninsured. This isn't the solution. Thank you.
Okay. Senator Brown?
The jailhouse lawyer will think, at least some of them, if we take that language out on page 1, that the court may no longer dismiss, but in fact the court has the power to submit to dismiss. So basically this is to try to avert the people who buy and they cancel and play cutesy with the law. I know that it seems cosmetic to take that out when the court does have that authority. But it's trying to encourage that small percentage that will play fast and loose with the dismissal power.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
Mainly the people who read these statutes are the judges, the district attorneys. And if you cause a judge, just from the discussion we're having here, it raises the question whether or not the judge will continue to have the authority. Counsel says that he believes they do, but he believes that the House committee, when they passed the bill, did it partly because they thought it would cause some people to think they didn't have that authority. I think the best cosmetics that could be argued in that area of cosmetics would be that somebody could put in their campaign literature maybe that they'd crack down on suspended on people driving without insurance. But I've been looking for a bill that's going to do something to get people who are caught in this stage in their lives when most of them are young and transient, and they have to choose between putting gas in the car and buying insurance. Keep putting gas in them. I've defended a lot of these people. I don't do it much anymore, but they cost the system a lot of money, and what they've decided to do in Multnomah County is just to flush them out of the system if they'll come in and show they've got insurance.
Mr. Chair, an automobile is very similar to, in the hands of a young reckless driver or an old reckless driver, is very similar to a loaded firearm. And I think we've got to clamp down on people who are causing untold damage and suffering to others, and it's an insurance policy by keeping them off the road. I mean, the lack of it, why more power? The other alternate that would solve it is to impound the automobile. So then they don't have anywhere to live.
We've got to make it a capital offense.
That's the best way to cure it. That's the
only certainty. I'm curious about the impoundment, because there are drivers driving around who should not be driving.
Well, if they need to be, they're going to find a car, I'm sure, someplace.
Well, I've had constituents who had hire cars for the time they needed it.
Excuse me. I think Senator Wise and I have to go to Ways and Means.
You have to go to Ways and Means and never to be seen again, or what?
Well,
probably be an hour at least.
Probably never to be seen again, knowing what we're up against.
Okay, well, Senator Wires is concerned.
I agree with Senator Wires. I wouldn't vote for this bill unless you delete that portion.
Unless you delete, unless you reinstate that language on page one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the bill's got a lot more troubles in it than that for me. The whole approach of it, of telling people to suspend licenses more than they already are, my God, we've got, you know, if somebody could show me something that had some teeth that would bite, I would vote for it. But this is just adding more people to the cycling system of unlicensed, uninsured.
Would you vote for impoundment?
Yeah. I would even buck up against the bankers when they rush in and say, "Oh, our security interests."
I can behind it. If we take that section, restore that section, Jen.
Well, let's just.
Would you?
I would vote.
No, I think the whole portion of the bill
like
have
any other bill. Mr. Chair, will we be meeting tomorrow?
No.
According to the President,
I move that we delete.
I wonder if the two of you might remain if we could just take quick action on a couple of others, if this is, in fact, our last meeting.
Okay, I'm willing to do that.
Okay, sure. Rather than spending time on a big issue of trying to clean it up.
Okay, I'm willing to spend on a couple if you want to. I don't care, Mr. Chairman. If you don't want to do that, then
we gotta go. Sure, let's try to get this out, and I'll make the move that we amend.
Wait a minute. Senator Wires got a lot more concerns that he said I think he wanted to express, and I think I'd like to work on this too, but I think if we're going to lose a couple of members, we better maybe go on to something else,
but
and then we'll come back to it.
Okay. So
we won't. I don't think we'll send it out without listening to Senator Wires' other concerns.
But if he doesn't get back.
If he doesn't get back, why, that's, then we'll just have to do without his concerns, I guess, and make a decision on it.
How many bills do you have left, Mr. Chairman?
Well, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left.
Okay.
And I was under rather strict orders to get everything done by 7 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I think.
And
could I move 2958? That's when we got through the House, the Senate last time, it got lost in the House.
It's not a vehicle, yeah.
As you know, accelerating the provisions of this, you know, retail installment contracts, cars and such things.
Well, I guess, if you're not in a hurry, you know, we didn't have any testimony on it, and there's been no discussion, and so we're going to have to spend a few minutes talking about it.
Well, I do have to.
Yeah, do you have any, is there anyone that...
Mr. Chair, yes, I've checked with all the senators. We have had testimony on it. You all have a copy of it before you. It's House Bill 2337. And it's clean. It's been amended.
No, but we don't. We haven't given any notice on that bill. It's not on the agenda.
It's on 2336, I think. If you want to do it,
we could attach it to 2336, which we sent out today.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring it back.
Well, now.
Well, the chair doesn't want to do that either, I guess. But I'm.
Well,
2336 did it first.
Now, Senator, we're getting kind of ahead of ourselves. Senator Wyers wants us to consider 2958, and I would say this, that if everybody is happy with it, then I'll take the motion and we'll scoot it out, and he can go. If we're going to take time and talk about it, or if there's opposition, then...
I have trouble with it.
Okay, I'm not certain I understand it. I guess I wanted somebody to explain it to me. You're going to go to, the two of you are going to Ways and Means.
Yeah.
And
we'll stay to get
down the hall, down this way.
Yeah.
And if we needed you to wrap up something, we could come get you.
We could try and get out. They sometimes won't let us go.
All right.
We're not going to take that Mort Winkle bill.
Well,
for a moment.
Well, we can. Yes, we can go ahead and take any of these bills for the moment. But I was just trying to be real fast so that those people could leave.
I wasn't assuming they were trying not to.
Apparently,
unless they go, unless they come back, this one didn't go now.
Can we do? The reason I'd like to help these people that are here on this step parents bill, but I'm waiting for Senator Hendrickson.
We've got amendments.
Mr. Chairman, pending her arrival, could we recall House Bill 2336?
I really would like to stick these. If we can squeeze time up before 7 o'clock, then we can figure out some
sheet other things,
perhaps.
Do we know where Margie is?
Let me ask a question first. Is Senator Hendrickson, has she been advised of the -3 amendments to House Bill 2460? Anybody know?
She has... those are amendments that were worked out in consultation with Senator Hendrickson here during one of the breaks. She has not seen them to make sure that they correspond to her desires.
Okay, well, let's find out now. Here's one of her staff here now. Senator Hendrickson still in the Education Committee?
No.
No, she's in 174.
What's she doing there?
Testifying. They called her there to... get her, and I can also take
her. All right.
Here's a copy. Take
a copy down there and tell her that we're going to be taking that up, and I would request her presence. That's the only one.
You need another copy of that goes with the bill. Make sure you get a copy of the bill from Sarah or from the table. You need House Bill, the amendments to House Bill 2460.
Well, okay. Representative Kopeski, is the House in session, or what's going on?
The House is preparing for the evening. It'll be 9 o'clock tomorrow. Judiciary is meeting now.
Judiciary is meeting now.
Yeah, but your bill isn't. We're in full committee, and I think your bill is in the subcommittee. We'll either finish our work tonight or sometime tomorrow morning.
Okay, well, we're just about to get to your bill, you know.
Okay, do you want me to stay, or have my staffers in here? Or?
No, because I don't think we're going to need any further testimony. There have been, for the record here, I'm talking about 2685. There have been amendments, apparently, that have been worked out in agreement with the Attorney General's office.
Yeah. I think we checked in with the AG's office and the staffers and signed off on the bill.
Are there any? No amendments?
There were no amendments.
No amendments.
Yeah.
And what bill is it in your committee now?
123 will be coming up a little later. I think you had an interest in that one. Did you need to testify on that one?
What was it about?
That's the suspension.
I'm sorry. I try not to memorize the numbers either. Driver suspension or revocation provision.
No, I didn't need to testify on it.
Okay.
All right. See, how many folks we got here?
I don't need to stick around for anything.
No, but are you upstairs?
Yeah.
In the committee room? In case we need you.
Okay.
You've got a staffer here, and she can run up and get you if we need
okay.
you. I don't think we'll need you.
Thank you very much.
As long as you take care of all those Senate bills we sent you now.
Trying to.
Well,
let's see, there are five of us here, aren't there?
We've got